seconds until 8 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. And the makers of Johnson's Glow Coat now invite you to hear Fibber McGee and Molly.
When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Ted Weems Orchestra. The orchestra opens the show with In Old Chicago. Up-to-date housewives have discovered a wonderful new way to keep their linoleum polished and clean with practically no work. If you want to have beautiful, shining linoleum and floors admired by everyone who comes into your home, here's the easy way to go about it. Order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat tomorrow from your dealer. This marvelous no-rubbing polish dries in 20 minutes, making linoleum sparkle and gleam like new. That isn't all. Glow coat seals the floor so dirt can't get in. This means that you save yourself hours of floor cleaning time when you protect your linoleum with Glow Coat, GLO-COAT, Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Monday is wash day in Wistful Vista. That is, it always has been. But somehow the fact has escaped Fibber until now. Suddenly aware that he's down to his last clean pair of this and that, he has decided in his usual masterful manner that something has got to be done. So he has sent for a laundress. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, waiting with his helper, Silly Watson, we find Fibber Tattletale Gray McGee.
Dad, read it, Sil. Why didn't you tell me I was just about out of clean clothes?
Well, I did please it several times, but you say it don't matter on account of somebody probably give you a lot of clean stuff for Christmas.
Well, that's once I was wrong. Santa Claus done me dirt. Ah, that must be the laundress, Sil. Go let her in.
Yes, sir.
Come right in, sis. I was expecting...
Sorry. This isn't sis.
Oh. Oh, I see. Well, as the big rose says to the little rose... Hi, bud. What was it you wanted?
Well, sir, I have here a proposition which should interest a thinking man like yourself.
Thank you.
You see, I'm working my way through college, and I have some magazines here.
Whoa, hold it. You got a bum approach. Your sales psychology is all wrong.
What's the matter with it?
Why, you don't even... Here, let me show you. You go outside and ring the bell again, and I'll show you where you're wrong.
Well, okay.
You ringing, please, sir?
I know it.
Yeah, but you say you're going to show him where Addie was wrong.
I am. He realizes by now he shouldn't have left.
Excuse me, please, Mr. McGee, but wasn't that Mr. Harpo Wilcox?
Why, sure, that was Harpo, Sil. His idea of a disguise is not to mention Johnson's wax.
Yes, that should cover everything.
Yeah. Let's see. We better look in the laundry chute and get the stuff ready for the laundry, Sil, when she gets here. Is there plenty of hot water?
Yes, sir.
How hot?
Good.
Huh?
Good, please, sir.
Well, good and hot ain't very accurate, Sil. You ought to know that proper laundering ain't any catch-as-catch-can business. Come here into the kitchen now, and I'll show you how.
Yes.
Now, I'll turn the hot water on. Hand me that thermometer off the wall there, Sil.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Now, watch. I place the thermometer under the hot water, and I'll know exactly how... Aha! You see, Sil? What does that prove?
Well, that proves nobody ought to ever wash a thermometer, please.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Sil?
No.
I think I'll order a washing machine. Might as well do this job right. Hand me that Sears Mountain Ward Buck catalog.
Yes, sir. Here you is, please, sir.
Let's see now. Washing machines. Hey, what's the name of that tune you're humming, Sil?
That new song, please. Oh. You are my Dizzy Dean from the picture of the same name.
I see. Well, I prefer my... You're my little night owl from the Hoot Parade. Yeah. Hand me the telephone, Sil.
Yes, Mr.
Hello, operator. Jimmy Whistle. Oh, is you, Myrtle? Oh, hi, Myrtle. Keeping you busy? Your old man out yet? He is, eh? Oh, well, 90 days goes pretty fast at that. Hey, Myrtle, give me Sears Martin Ward Buck. Thanks. Hello, Sears Martin Ward Buck. This is Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. Yeah, you got a catalog handy? Okay, turn to page 978, in the upper left-hand corner. Yeah. Send me that machine out right away. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, goodbye. Oh, I forgot. Hello, Myrtle? Yeah, I got him okay. How's your sister, Myrtle? What? She is? Say, ain't that great. How soon she expected? So soon? She ever have one before? First one, huh? Well, they're an awful nuisance, Myrtle, but they're a lot of fun, too. Let me know when it arrives, and I'll be over to see it. Okay, Myrtle. Hey, Sil, what you know about that?
About what, Miss McGee?
Myrtle's sister's getting a new convertible coupe. Washing machine gets here before the laundress.
Yeah, so you know how to work one, please, sir?
What, the laundress or the machine?
No, sir, the machine, please.
Why, shucks, Sil. I know more about washing machines than anybody. Why, I run me up a small fortune out west running a laundry for cowboys. My trademark was a bow-legged clothespin. Uh-oh. I hope that's the laundress, Sil. Oh, no, it can't be. Look at that big car out in front.
Yes, sir. Got a chauffeur, too.
How do you do? Is this the McGee residence?
Ooh, you betcha, sis. What can I do for you?
I am Mrs. Dillingham Skunkle.
The minute you stepped in, I knowed you was a dilly. Oh, have a chair.
No, thank you. Do I understand you're in need of a laundress?
Been waiting all morning for one to show up, sis. If you come clear over here to recommend yours, I certainly appreciate you having...
Oh, I have no laundress.
No?
Indeed not. I am a laundress. May I see your references, please?
My references? You mean you're a laundress with that Rolls Royce and the show?
Please, your references. Whom have you employed before?
Well, I ain't exactly had...
Oh, inexperienced. What gave you the idea that you might be a success as an employer of a laundress?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the kind of an ambition I've always had, you know.
I see. Well, before I consent to dunk your dainties, I must look you up in the social register.
I see. The blueing book. Well, I'm sure I'd give satisfaction, sis. I'm always kind to...
Oh, I do not ask kindness. I merely demand a certain respect for my position.
Oh, I can understand that, sis. Anybody that bends over a tub has got to demand respect for their position.
Good day, sir. I do not think you will do.
Oh, now, Dilly, don't be a prude. Why, shucks, I really...
I'm sorry. I shall keep your name on file, and if anything should turn up, I'll get in touch with you.
That's too bad. I'd have enjoyed seeing her giving a wet shirt the high handshake. Or snubbing a sock. Oh, maybe that's the laundress still. Let him in.
Hello there, sonny. High fix for shoestrings.
Still got the one I started on, old-timer.
Hey, what's he?
I says I got plenty.
Well, 20 ought to be enough. How about razor blades?
No, I don't. Yes, I do, too. Give me a dozen.
Hey, what's he?
You can't make it a dozen, please, sir.
He doesn't, eh? Well, maybe next week, then.
He must be working his way through a dizzy spell. I never seen such a bunch. Dad Raddett, come in. Oh, hello there, China boy. You belong, you washy-washy, come by this place topside?
Oh, sure. You want your washy-fixy?
Oh, absolutely. Me want your washy-fixy very bad.
Oh, yeah. Me can do. Me fixy very bad.
I don't want it fixed bad. I want it fixed good. Savvy?
No savvy.
Listen, this laundry work is important, John. I'm a prominent man in this town, and I gotta have my clothes look right, see?
Oh, yes. And me, savvy. You biggest slot around here, maybe?
Well, I'll say I'm a big shot.
Oh, very solid, then. No can do. Only plain laundry. No can handle stuffy shirty. No.
That reminds me. I ever tell you about the string of Chinese laundries I used to run, Sil?
Yeah.
How could I? I just thought of it. Yes, sir. It was over in Tin Sand. I had a chain of Chinese laundries on both sides of one street. Everybody called it Laundry Lane. But one Chinese quit one day, and then all the rest quit. And that taught me a lesson.
Oh, what lesson, please?
That a lane is only as strong as its weakest chink. But as Kipling says, east is east, and west is west, and never the twain shall meet.
But Johnson's wax upon the floor protects it from your
feet. Harpo.
Oh. Hi, Fibber. Hello, silly. Say, do I understand you're kind of cleaning up today?
Well, yes, Harpo, but what's that?
Well, I'd like to sell you a can of Johnson's wax. I'm working my way through college, and I thought you'd give me a hand. See my class pin?
That ain't no class pin. That's a toothbrush.
Sure, I'm going to Colgate.
Excuse me, Mr. McGee, please, sir, but it looks like that little old laundry lady, she ain't gonna get here at all, please.
Oh, yes, she is. I'll make them employment agency people send me a laundress if I have to go down there and turn everybody in the place across my knee. I ain't gonna leave a stern untanned. Or a stone unturned, Sil. Till I... Oh, Clark Dennis. Hi, Clark.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Watson.
Hi, Mr. Dennis.
I suppose you're colleging your way through work, too, Clark.
No, but I heard you were going to do some washing today, so I thought I might as well come clean.
Come clean? What with?
True confession.
True confession. Okay, Clark. Take it, Ted.
I thought that I would write a story for fame and glory. I'd work and strive at one. But I can't tell it to the world, dear, because my story is... a private one. I have a true confession to make to you alone. It's all about the way I love you and adore you, my own. I've tried to seek expression for this desire I feel. You've made a very deep impression that my heart must reveal. Let me confess what I feel for you. The dreams that I dream, I'd even lie and I'd steal for you, or go to most any extreme. This is my true confession. I swear by stars above, and now you're in complete possession of my secret, my secret.
Hey, ain't that laundress showed up yet, Sil?
No, sir, she ain't yet. But them man from Sales, Mark, and Wardbuck is here putting the washing machine down in the basement, please, sir.
Oh, good. I'll go down and have a look. I'll be right back, sir.
Yes. I must be the little laundry lady now.
Oh, hello. I'm the artist model the employment agency sent. Is the artist ready for me?
Artist model? You an artist model? I don't think you got the right
place. Oh, hi, sis. You're just in time. Come in and take your coat off.
Oh, thank you.
No, but, Miss McGee, please, sir, I don't think this
You ain't
is...
supposed to think, Sil. I'll do the thinking around here.
Just what she says.
Quiet,
she...
Sil.
Yeah.
Now then, sis, before we get to work, there's a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Oh, certainly.
You look awful young for this business. How long you been at it?
Since I was 5 years old.
Family in unfortunate circumstances, I suppose. That's too bad.
I've done quite a lot of work for the Art Institute.
Oh, you have, huh? I suppose them artist smocks do get pretty soiled, don't they?
Terrible, but it comes off.
I suppose. You wash every day?
I beg your pardon.
I says, do you wash every day?
Oh, of course. Sometimes 3 and 4 times a day when the work is heavy.
No, careful, sis. You better not overdo it.
Yes, it is rather hard on my skin. Has any of your work ever been hung in the Metropolitan?
No, no. We just hang it in the backyard.
Really? Just for friends, I suppose.
Yeah. Friends and neighbors. You like any particular kind of soap, sis?
Well, if it makes any difference, I always use Je ne sais quoi parfum de la fleur de narcisse, 50 cents a bar.
Woo. That's kind of steep, but well, the best is none too good, I always says. How about powder? You ever use that?
Oh, certainly. I use Sachet de Sensation de Magnifique. $3 a box.
$3 a box? Certainly use expensive stuff, sis, but I suppose it shows up in your work. How about starch?
Oh, I avoid starches as much as possible.
Oh, fine. I'm glad to hear you say that. I got some collars upstairs I could saw a tree down with. Do you intend to work in those clothes you got on?
Oh, no. I brought an evening gown and an ermine wrap.
Evening gown? What a picture that'll be.
Yes, I thought so, too.
Now, about soaking in the tub, you think that does any good?
Oh, yes. It's so relaxing.
Oh, well, if it'll do my shirts any good to relax, I guess I ought to.
I beg your pardon. Did you say shirts?
Oh, yes. Stacks of them.
Stacks of them?
Mm-hmm.
What on earth are you talking about?
Why, the washing, Dad Rabbit. The washing. What do you think I was talking about?
Well, I thought... Say, aren't you Lorenzo Pastrami, the artist?
Huh? No. I'm Fibber McGee, the nudist, if I don't get some clean clothes. Oh, well. Who wants his pajamas washed in perfume, floor-de-floompty-plump, anyway? Take it, Ted.
Elmo Tanner, in response to many requests, whistling Nola, accompanied by Ted Williams' orchestra. And now a word to all motorists. It's a shame to let ice and snow ruin the finish on your car. Protect the finish now with a tough, wear-resisting coat of Johnson's Auto Wax. After it's properly waxed, you can safely let your car stand out in the worst kind of weather. Even freezing blizzards can't harm the beautiful finish. So don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way.
Hey, this is a pretty complicated-looking washing machine, ain't it, Till?
Yes, it sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you supposed to put the clothes in, please?
Oh, right up there, I guess, through that kind of a chute. Got it filled with water?
Yes, I put them silk things to soak, too, please.
Yeah, good. The best way to wash silk stuff is in real hot water, Till, and rinse it in real cold. Woolen's the other way around. Yes.
Somebody at the basement door,
well,
please.
Don't answer. We got this. Oh, well, go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, hello there, young lady. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm trying to work my way through college, miss.
Oh, you too, eh? What is this, be kind to freshman week?
Well, I really don't know, mister, but I thought y'all might help me out by buying some washing soap.
Oh, I'm sorry, sis. I got all I need.
You aiming to do your own washing, mister?
You betcha, sis, and I'm just the guy who can do it, too. Used to run me a string of laundries in the old days. I give it up because there's no social life to it. Nobody wanted to mingle with a mangler. Soft Soap McGee, I was known as in them days.
I declare.
Soft Soap McGee, the super soaper of Sausalito. Smoothly supplying a snappy surface in south and soiled shirts, silk socks, and scalp scarves. Supervising steam, sterilizing the smart serges and seersucker shorts. Swishing suds for society sets, cinema snars, snappy so-and-sos. And a small section of sensible citizens from Sacramento to Saratoga. So you see, sis, as I say, what school do you say you're going to?
Notre Dame.
Oh, that's a very... Hey, that's a boys' school.
It is.
Sure.
No wonder I'm so popular.
Oh, well, heave the clothes in, Sil, and start her up. We got to get going, laundress or no laundress.
Yes, sir.
And be sure and tear a couple of buttons off each shirt so it'll look like a professional job.
Yes, sir. Well, I can do that when I iron them, please, sir.
Okay, close the machine. Now, let's see. Where do you start the thing? Where's the instruction sheet, Sil?
Well, I threw that in, too, please, sir. It was all greasy.
Oh, well, guess we can figure it out all. Hey, wait a minute.
Jesse, you forget something, please?
Yeah, this shirt I got on. Might as well give it everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, throw that in, too.
Yes.
Well, it won't be long now, Sil. Everything is all set. Read it just when we get going. See who it is, Sil.
Yes.
Listen here, bud. If you're working your way through... Oh, it's Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Fizzer. Hello, silly puss. It is looking to me that you are going into a new business with a second clothes hand store. Have I hit the nail with my head, or else are you playing take and put with the piles of stock silkings and pillow slippers?
Oh, you mean all these clothes, Nick? Me and Sil are just about to do the family washing.
Hmm, is that so? Well, strike my pink. You could knock a feather over with me.
We got us a brand new washing machine, too, Nick. You see, we just toss the laundry into that dingus up there, mm-hmm. adjust the gadgets here, mm-hmm. attach the water hose to the what's-it, and switch on the magoozlin.
Is that so? Yeah. It looks like you're having it figured right down to brass monkeys. I was telling Mrs. DePopulos last night that she should be having a modern inconvenience for dishing the dirt out of some clothes, too. Cleanliness, I am saying, is next to goodness sakes. And Mrs. DePopulos is saying that if washing with her hands is being good enough for her foremothers, it is also too good for me. Well, so long, Fizzer. If you are having some trouble with this new bungled scrubble buggy, don't send for me, because I'm knowing least about it than you do, which is hardly enough to make you worthwhile.
Hope we can get going now, Sil. I'm getting kind of cold without my shirt. Well, start her up.
Yes, sir.
Has it got a whistle on it, too?
Yeah.
That's a cute idea. That lets the lady of the house know the laundress is swinging into it, I guess. Now we're getting someplace, Sil.
Yes, and she's sure is working hard, ain't she?
Them clothes are dirtier than I thought.
How come you stop it, please, Miss McGee?
Well, it don't seem to be running awful smooth, Sil, so I...
Oh, hello there. Mr. McGee, isn't it?
Yes, Bud, but I don't...
I'm from Sears Mountain Ward, Buck, Mr. McGee. I'm Mr. Slink, in charge of maintenance and service.
Oh.
Just checking up on the machine. How's it going?
Well, we were just going to look and see, Bud. Open her up, Sil, and let's see some of the stuff.
Yes. Hey, Miss McGee.
Huh?
Look, please. Look at that.
Huh?
Look at it.
Well, for the... Hey, look at them things. Torn to shreds. All my clothes. The curtains. Sheets. Pillowcases. Dad rat it, Slink. You see what you've done? Them clothes is ruined.
I'm very sorry, but that's the machine you ordered.
What do you mean, the machine I ordered? You call that thing a washing machine?
No, sir. We call that the little devil concrete mixer.
Oh, sorry.
Perhaps you have never tried Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on your kitchen linoleum. Then here's a simple test you should make tomorrow. Just apply a little glow coat to one section only of your floor. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing. Soon, the glow coat section will be shining with a beautiful luster that protects the floor from ugly stains and scuffing shoes. When you see what an improvement glow coat makes in the appearance of this one section of your kitchen floor, you'll want to use glow coat on the entire surface without delay. Ask your dealer for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat in the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
You gonna send that little old cement scrambler back right away, Mr. McGee, please, sir?
Well, no, Sil. As long as it's here, I might as well use it. I got a little repair work to do out in front of the house.
What kind of repair work, sir? With concrete?
Yeah. You should have seen that guy Slink tear up the walk when I started after him. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
Now, we have a special announcement of interest to a great many of our listeners. The makers of Johnson's Wax are offering for your entertainment a second radio program, a dramatic serial called Attorney at Law, that is now heard Monday through Friday. See your local newspaper radio listing for details, and remember the name, Attorney at Law, an absorbing story played by a brilliant cast. This is Harlow Wilcox bidding you all good night.
Heard on this program were selections True Confession for the production of the same name and Rock in the Town from Start Cheering. This is the web network of the National Broadcasting Company. Ted Weems and his orchestra are appearing this week at the Chicago Theater. It's a station WMAQ Chicago. General Electric invites you to hear The Hour of Charm.